But of course, nature is not always as benign as we would like it to be. Sometimes it's a destructive force which causes lives to be lost or ruined. And so it was on the 31st of January 1953, a date which people in our coastal communities will never forget. Derek James has been recalling the night of the Great Flood, and here's Tim with the details.
The nightmare of the sea, engulfing homes, towns and villages, destroying everything in its path, continues to torment the people who suffered. It was one of our greatest peacetime disasters. The night the cruel sea surged in places a mile inland from Lincolnshire to Kent. When the water finally subsided, it was discovered 307 people had died, almost 100 of them along the Norfolk and Suffolk coastline. More than 32,000 people had been evacuated from their homes, and thousands of cattle, pigs, sheep and poultry had drowned. There were no or little warnings that the floods were arriving until it was too late. It was just another winter's day on a Saturday, and the people of Norfolk and Suffolk were going about their business. The wind was getting stronger, and at Aberdeen the sea was rising, and the great tide of the North Sea was gathering apace. By 5:30 p.m. it began rolling into Mablethorpe, smashing the concrete sea walls and flooding the town centre, an alarming sign of what was about to come. Lives were being lost along the Lincolnshire coast as the tide rolled south towards the Wash. The emergency services were trying to warn people as the sea swept along the coast, sweeping into King's Lynn in the early evening, but it was all happening so quickly. The stretch of the coast between Hunstanton and Lynn took the full force of the surge. Many lives were lost, property destroyed. At South Beach, the water swept away 40 holiday bungalows, many occupied by American servicemen and their families. One of the first rescuers to arrive was USAF Rhys Lemming. A non-swimmer, he saved no less than 27 lives. He was awarded the George Medal and 40 years later was introduced to the Queen at Sandringham. As the floods sped along the Norfolk coast, there was more misery and heartache. Brave Peter Beckerton saved lives before he was swept away and was also awarded the George Medal, but posthumously. 25 people lost their lives at Snettisham. Sea walls and defences were destroyed like matchsticks. The waters came inland for more than a mile, taking lives and property. No one was safe as houses tumbled. When it hit Great Yarmouth, warnings flashed up on the cinema screens. Within minutes, 9 people were dead and more than 1,000 homes flooded. Young Yarmouth Mercury reporter Trevor Westgate told how he was blown off his feet before joining others to look down on the sea from a bridge, saying, "It became apparent that there will be no stopping this tide with the puny walls which lined the River Yare." Lowestoft was more fortunate. A controversial £300,000 seawall built after the war stood tall against the water. But as it moved along the Suffolk coast, it was to take many more lives and cause untold damage. People drowned at Southwold, and at Felixstowe, 40 people lost their lives on that terrible night. William Leggett, who was in his house, told the East Anglian Daily Times, "The house was rocking and creaking on its foundations, so I got up and started to swim down Levington Road. When I looked behind, my house was following me down the road." Harwich, Jawick Sands, Fulness, Southend and Canvey Island on the rim of East Anglia was where the entire population of 11,500 people lost their homes and 58 their lives. There were lives to mourn, funerals to be held, as people started to rebuild their lives and their homes. But there were also great acts of courage and bravery as the people came together to try to look after each other. The floods of 1953 also caused dreadful damage in countries such as the Netherlands and Belgium.
Thank you, Tim. A reminder of the destructive power of nature indeed.